Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Rolling it to hour number three, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. On a Friday in New York City, the sun is out. Baseball being played at Citi Field into the second inning, scoreless, in case you're not following the game. The Yankees play later on today. They're already 1-0 on their way to 162-0. I love it. It's exciting.
If the Mets keep this up, this game might be 35 minutes. They struck out so fast.
Yeah, we're swinging first pitch. Like, it's great. Yeah. So lots to get to.
Did audio files already?
Yeah, man.
Like, damn, the show almost over. What the hell?
Do you not remember when we had Brian Kelly talking about Daniels, and then we did the whole My Family thing. And
it's all running together.
Then we did Isaiah Hartenstein is Black. You didn't know that?
Then we did your read. Oh, no, we didn't do
No,
your
we didn't do the
half,
read.
An hour went through fast, man.
A half hour. It's been 2 hours, actually.
No, I'm talking about from audio files. We do that at 1:30, right?
But you don't even remember. Wow. He knows what time audio files is, everybody.
Well, he kind of asked it. I mean, he didn't say it with his chest.
It was in a form of question.
Maybe because I was looking at the Mets and seeing what they were doing, too.
You are definitely watching the Mets. I could see that. Yes.
Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies.
Not that.
They got orange and blue skies. Yeah,
they do. But that's tonight in the Knicks and the Spurs.
Hold up. The Knicks and the Mets can't share it?
I didn't say they couldn't share it. I'm just saying tonight, the Knicks and this. I just tell you the Mets are playing, the Yankees. I'm giving you what's on tap.
I feel like the teams that, like, link up each other, all rhyme with each other. Mets, Jets, Nets. You know what I'm saying? And then
why do the Nets rhyme with Jets? Why do they link up with the Jets?
Because those are all the teams that are like the stepchildren. Nets, Mets, Jets.
It's interesting you said it. I want you to hear something.
Because Knicks fans aren't typically Mets fans. They're usually Yankee fans. So it's usually Yankees,
you
Jets.
You kind of get – there's a bit of a crossover that does happen
Rangers.
At times. So we Islanders doesn't Islanders. Rhyme. But they're considered that too, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
But I guess they ran out of ets you could use, right? Mets, Jets, Nets.
Islanderettes.
Pets.
No.
No?
That didn't work either.
Pets.
Would you go with the Pets? Like, what would you call the Islanders just so it could rhyme and then we could have like that?
The Vignettes?
They played at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, you could have called the Vets.
The Vets.
The Vets. Unfortunately, they didn't vet John Spano.
Yeah, they should have came
they
out.
They probably should have.
They should have came out with like Vietnam, like Army fatigues for their
Well,
jerseys.
They do. They honor Vietnam. They have the flag.
So they should be the Vets.
Gone but not forgotten. That's a thing that they do always honor. That's why it was Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, they should be the Vets.
Yeah. Vets would have been a good one. You want to change it from Islanders to Vets?
Yeah. It's time for a refresh.
Well, you know, I mean, if you really wanted to make some money, you could change their name to the Bets. Have like... You know, BetMGM or FanDuel, DraftKings could be the sponsor.
You know how teased we would be.
Would that be bad?
Yeah, we'd have teased the hell out of us.
The New York Bets.
Yeah.
OTB. Does that still exist? Put a little OTB logo on there?
You mean OPP?
OPP is a different logo.
Oh, how do I explain it?
Listen to this from Josh Hart. Tell me if you think he was out of line. This is about the whole Clippers thing in L.A.
That would never be a Clipper town, ever. Not even if they win 4 or 5 chips. They not. It's, bro, that's so deeply rooted in purple and gold, bro. That's not changing. You know, now you do like the West Coast trip. You play Lakers and Clippers. The energy and the vibe of like the Clipper games and the Laker different. Games, it's not like you would think it's a different arena. That's like New York, man. Ain't nobody rocking with Brooklyn. I had to. Talk about a guy Squidward over there.
He calls him Squidward. Mikal Bridges.
No. Keep it going. Hart played for the Lakers.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. Hart played for the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And Hartenstein played for the Clippers. So that was part of the conversation about it. And what he's saying, I got to be honest, I've called games, both Laker game and a Clipper game, in that building. Same building.
Yep.
It is true. The vibe is completely different. And the Clippers are a really good team.
Yeah, but wait.
But the vibe just is different.
Wait till they get their own.
Yeah, you're right. Might change. And although the Nets got Brooklyn, moved to Brooklyn. Everybody thought that was going to turn into something. That, it really hasn't.
Nah. But, you know, this going to be in a close vicinity, baby. Don't worry about it. When they get that money and they get
Inglewood.
walk into that amazing arena and it's killing Staples Center, that vibe going to change, B. And don't let them win one. What do you mean? If the Clippers win a couple, it'll change.
I don't know, man. I just think the embedded teams still stay like the – look, the Giants have the larger fan base. The Yankees have the larger fan base.
Just because they've had the most success.
Okay. Well, the Lakers have 17 NBA titles, so they've had the most success in that town than anybody.
But I'm talking about if
like the Dodgers haven't had that kind of success, and they've been around longer.
If this becomes like the Patrick Mahomes era where the Kawhi – James Harden era yields like a nice window when they win three or four or three out of the next four or something like that. Trust me, it will change. These kids are not loyal like other teams used to be. They go with the team that's winning, right? Just like it wasn't a Golden State time, but now it's Golden State.
I feel like
State.
I've heard this conversation before, and it did not
happen.
Yeah,
but who won it? Like who changed it? Like I want to say Golden State changed it.
Golden State is far away from L.A. It's in San Francisco, far away.
I get that. What I'm saying is, like, it's teams that when they become a vibe, you know,
but Golden State doesn't have a rival like in their town. It's not like, you know, the Giants and the A's used to have that. You know, even though they don't share the same town, it's the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. But I think he's right. I just think the Lakers brand is too big for the Clippers to ever overcome. But it doesn't mean the Clippers can't grow into something like the Jets have grown into and like the Mets have grown into.
I tell you what, let A-Rod win two then. Let A-Rod win two in the next 3 years. And A-Rod. I guarantee you that'd be three versus six. It'd start changing a little bit.
A-Rod?
A-Aaron.
A-Aaron.
Let A-Aaron win two.
You're making this about the Jets now?
Yeah. Let him win two.
Well, the Jets have one, and the
no,
Giants
no, no,
have
no, no,
four.
But what I'm saying is, no, Giants have five.
Five? No, they have four. Super Bowls?
Oh, yeah, they're right. They got four. So just imagine if
they went to five.
Just imagine if A-Aaron wins three and close that gap. People stop.
Three. You think he could get three?
I say two.
You think he can get two?
He could. They can win one this year, and then, you know, he stayed for two more years.
All right, now I feel like I'm being trolled. Did you see what the director put up on SNY as they came back from break?
Mr. Met.
They are trolling me now. Gelb's definitely said something.
They
will not stop showing.
He wants more Mr. Met.
Gelb's – I got to text Gelb's. I swear they're doing this on purpose. That is way too much Mr. Met on a TV screen.
How many people you think is in the stadium? Maybe 13,000. I'm looking at maybe 13.
No.
12.
No, they must have 30.
No, hell no. How many
that's
a
good
stadium crowd. Baseball? No, it's not.
The Citi Field is like 40 something, 42.
Oh,
maybe?
I didn't know that. Okay, so
yeah,
it looks
Citi Field's big.
It's like half full.
It's not what Shea was. Shea was like ridiculous. Like it was way too big, as far as capacity goes. But this is like I think in the 40s, and I think they've got a close to capacity crowd.
Just half full. No, it look half full. Unless people getting their barbecue hot dogs.
Yes, they're getting barbecue hot dogs. Don't look at the seats behind home plate because those people go into the club.
No, I was looking at the top.
They don't come out.
I was looking at the top.
All right.
Speaking
of the Jets, by the way, you brought up the Jets and the whole idea of Aaron Rodgers winning Super Bowls and all that stuff. You remember we did this yesterday. It's not a report.
The retraction.
You remember your friend Colleen Wolf?
Yep.
Around the NFL podcast, and they were just talking about things that you heard, like, you know, just rumors and stuff. And she revealed something that she heard about an incident between Woody Johnson and Robert Saleh at the owners meeting or the league meetings.
From a very reliable source.
Ooh.
At the owners meetings, there was a very heated conversation between Woody and Robert Saleh to the point where it was a little awkward.
So an argument between the head coach and the owner.
Wouldn't say argument, just a
heated passionate exchange.
Uh-huh. What were they discussing?
So again, not an argument.
Mm-hmm. And this is the podcast too, right?
Yes.
Podcast is always different, man. People get too relaxed in these podcasts and get in entertainment mode. And she would have never said that if it was on like TV.
But of course. Like it's you're trying to have fun and everything else, right?
Right.
Well, Woody Johnson, because this obviously went all around, And Woody Johnson went to Twitter to shoot it down as fast as he possibly could yesterday. And I believe it was before the end of the show yesterday. Yes, and we read it in the final segment. If you missed it, he said all this nonsense about heated argument between Coach Saleh and me at the league meeting is absolutely false. It is yet another irresponsible report from the NFL Network. Please disregard. And I just love how Trumpian that whole thing sounded, too, by the way. Another irresponsible report. Another, like, nobody watches NFL Network anyway. This is why their ratings are low. So low, you can't even tell. So Colleen Wolf then went to Twitter today, yesterday, shortly after, with a little mea culpa. She said, regarding my comments surrounding the Jets on Around the NFL podcast, no, I was not at the annual meeting, and yes, I was told of the exchange between head coach Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson by someone in attendance. Others on site Sunday night have since reached out and described the interaction differently. My intent wasn't to break news. I leave that to the insiders. My sincerest apologies to the Jets organization for the unnecessary distraction during such a crucial part of their offseason.
I mean, that was well said. But
so basically, she got bad information from somebody that was looking to start some trouble.
And she said it was a reliable source, so that means that you got to go back to those people, man. Man, you can't.
Like, why would you tell me that? Yeah, why would you tell me that? Like, it's clearly somebody that wanted to throw some shade at the Jets and create whatever and just have some fun with it.
Oh, home run, baby.
I mean,
it hit over the line, baby. Marte, baby. Back on them Rizzo's, baby. No, not on Rizzo. No, jacked up on Mountain Dew, baby.
Just throwing out that accusation.
He looked juiced up. No, I'm saying he looked juiced up. Yeah, he barely looked back tight like he was 2 years ago.
3-2 pitch. And he just, yeah, oh, I mean, you, not really much power there. That was a.
But it's windy, so you don't know how much power it was. It's windy as hell out there. You don't know if he's hitting into the wind.
Yes. The wind affected line drive.
It don't matter. The wind
is the
wind.
Oh, we got fireworks with the Apple this year. Did you see that?
Yeah, the wind is the wind, son. Who's this
guy? So I want – never mind. Let's just –
okay, I'm sorry.
We're discussing this, so Colleen has to retract all this stuff. But, Bart, I will say this. Here's the problem with certain organizations that are run a certain way is she can tell that story with one person account because it's like some places, some people, some franchise, you just think the worst. So when you hear it, you're like, oh, I could totally see this happening. Oh, yeah, that could definitely happen, right? And what did you and I do? We speculated, oh, it must be about Zach Wilson.
Just because she said it was from a reliable source.
Well, I understand, but you get my point is, though, there's certain places. Like, if you heard that about any other franchise, wouldn't you be like, let me double-check that one?
New England?
Like Robert Kraft and Bill, like, you know.
Yeah.
He's not there anymore, but I'm saying, like, in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you heard that about the Steelers, wouldn't you want to, like, double-check that one? Yeah. But you run with it with certain teams because you just go, yeah, that sounds like them. Right?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right.
And that's part of the problem.
The brand, I mean, because the Amarites just came out and talked about, yeah, we got to stop doing this stuff. So, like, it looks like it's a little uncertainty around there. And, you know, it hasn't been helped by some of the comments of some of the people that was in there, whether it's Mecole Hardman, whether it's the comments of Aaron Rodgers, we got to stop this. So it seemed like it was on brand with what we had seen from or heard from people within the building that we trust, like Aaron Rodgers and Mecole Hardman. Well, not that we trust Mecole Hardman, but you know what I mean.
That's true, too. There's also been a lot of things being said. And then the fact that Saleh has been having to go to the podium and answer all these questions. And at times, like, even he doesn't look like he believes in the things he's saying. That's all part of this thing that the Jets have been part of, right, have been dealing with. Not even when Aaron Rodgers got here, but well before he got here when Saleh took over as coach. Can you tell me if you – like, is Saleh, like – can you explain to people what Saleh is standing-wise in that organization? Do you feel like he sees Woody Johnson and knows, like, this guy's waiting to just cut me? Like, is there some uneasiness with Saleh? Is there some insecurity with Saleh that there would have been maybe some type of altercation that might have been minor but still would get people to say, clearly these two guys are not on the same page. Like, there's definitely animosity in between them.
I think last year the expectations were so high and it went so bad. Like, and when you look at the end result, 7 games, it's not bad, but they sold us with hope because they won those games that we didn't expect them to win. And then it went down. If they would have ended up with 7 wins and it was like, okay, they lose to Buffalo, then they start winning, especially when we talk about how they started. I think that was the most discouraging thing was the fact that it looked like the bottom fell out again, right?
And, yeah.
You know, so if it would have just been like win, loss, 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 win, loss, loss, like that, and then added out to seven, because people are very positive about what's going on in Chicago, and they won seven games. So it's like not all seven games are created equally. So I think that, you know, Salah feels the pressure knowing that it has to work this year. If it doesn't work this year, he's going to lose his job. And you look at it, if he loses his job, the landscape is prepped and primed for the next person to come in and be successful. So it's like, hold up, I got all that, got everything ready. Now we have a decent offensive line with the draft. We have a young, talented defensive team. And now look, man, we got picked off. Come on, son. Never mind.
Wait, what?
Only us get picked off.
Weren't you just talking about the Jets?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
And you were making a point.
Yeah.
About the fact that Saul is in that position where it feels like if things don't go well this year, he's the guy that's out.
And the fall guy and the team.
Just
is
as the team is
win.
On the verge of what could be a good team, right?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. He keeps his job if they go with what you would expect him to have. If you took the over of 9.5, if they win 10 games, why would you make a coaching change?
I don't think you are, but like he still knows that this is a balancing act. Can Aaron Rodgers stay healthy? Like, you know, what really are the Dolphins and the Bills, right? Because you look like it can be three coming from the AFC North, maybe four. You think about Pittsburgh, you know, so you start doing the math in your head. You know what I'm saying? Who knows, like, what Jacksonville and Houston can be. So it's going to be tough sledding, right? So they got to take care of business within their division.
It's always about who falls out. Whenever we look at the playoff picture from the year before,
right,
you have to look at it and then you say to yourself, all right, which team drops out, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so that's what you've got to ask yourself. Like, is there a team that you're already eyeing in the AFC that you're like, okay, they're going to fall out? I could see them falling out.
I mean, it could be the Ravens. You know, they've had a lot of turnover.
The Ravens?
I mean, listen, they've had a lot of turnover. They lost a lot of coaches. I mean, it could be the Ravens, but if you say the Ravens are going to be out, then you can say that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be in. So that's your one-for-one in the same division. You know, it's going to be a minimum of two taken, you know, from the AFC North.
I might venture to go Bills.
I mean, that's a possibility, but then who wins the division? Is it the Bills or the Dolphins?
I mean, do you think the Texans are for real? Like that they're not going anywhere?
I think they're for real, for real.
Okay.
The fact that they got Danielle Hunter now, the guy who had 18 sacks, he's going to go opposite Will Anderson. And they had so much money that they can spend because their salary cap was so.
Do you think Pittsburgh is going to be real?
No. I think they're going to be 10 games. Cleveland, I think, has arguably the best roster in football.
I mean, think about it. Out of the teams in your old division, the AFC North, the one team that didn't get there was Cincinnati because of obvious reasons, right?
Yeah, they lost
their quarterback.
They went and got the big mountain of a man.
But three others did. You're not going to get that, are you?
I think you're going to get three again. It's just which three? Is Deshaun going to stay healthy? Because if they go to Jameis Winston, oh, God. I don't know what the hell they was thinking. I don't know what the hell they was thinking.
You don't like that one?
They should have brought back Flacco. But they still have the Dorian Smith guy.
Yeah, I like him. I always play that game, though. It's like, who drops out? And
Tennessee got a good team, too. I mean, Jacksonville and Houston, that could be two teams.
But you got to think to yourself, of all the teams, who's the most likely to fall out? You think it could be Baltimore, and I think it could be Buffalo.
Yeah.
But everybody else, well, you know, again, Cleveland,
I don't know
Pittsburgh,
Chargers,
you don't know what you're getting out of Pittsburgh.
Are.
But if you're the Jets, like, and you want to make the – you have to – you know, it's they have to make the playoffs. I think it's not they have to make the playoffs or there's going to be change.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to consider blowing everything up. They don't make the playoffs.
Everything like, meaning Aaron Rodgers too
yeah,
or everything
like,
meaning
yeah,
the coaching
yes,
staff
yes,
and everything?
Like, thank you, Aaron, but, you know.
This ain't it. Wow. That's a big year coming up. It's a big offseason. There's a ton of pressure. So you can understand why Salah, even if it's like in just a small moment, something mediocre, even if it's, like I said, I think it's – you said, what about Zach Wilson? Listen, we are not keeping Zach Wilson.
I don't play with me.
And Woody Johnson just might have said something along the lines of, I think we should if we can't. I don't want to leave the kid out. I don't want to do that. And you'd be like, listen, I am not coaching that guy.
You work for me. That's a decision between me and Robert Saleh.
Yeah, like that could – or Joe Douglas.
Yeah, Joe Douglas.
Like that could be – that could have been what that interaction was about. And it wouldn't shock me. And I don't know, whose side would you take?
Oh, you're asking me. I thought you were asking that hypothetical to our listeners.
I was asking you. Like, whose side would you take in that argument if that's what it was about? If he said, like, did you really say that if we can't trade him, you're going to keep him?
Yeah, we can't have that type of distraction.
Like, I don't say that. And then he's like, well, I think it's the right thing to do. I disagree. Well, I'm the owner, and I can, you know, like, if that turned into something like that, I'd be on solid side.
Yeah. Sit back and let me do my job, just like, you know, with Tibbs, right? Let me sit back and do my job.
Well, it's the same thing as I said about the Mets. Stearns is here as a smart guy. Cohen has to be the guy that listens to the smart guy. The money guy listens to the smart guy, and you'll have success. The money guy can't have an ego and want to do it his way and ignore the smart guy. That leads you to disaster. So Woody Johnson listened to the smart guys. Now, the question, of course, is do they have the smart guys?
Mm.
That's what we don't know. All right, 800-919-3776. The Knicks tonight against the Spurs. Story in the Post today caught my attention. This is a serious story we got to get to, Bart.
Okay.
I need everybody's attention. This will be after you read.
Okay.
And it involves Travis Kelce.
Ooh.
And the dad bod.
Ooh.
Stay with us, but first, Bart, now tell us about Semler.
Yes. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. And you say, Bart, how do I do that? By calling my friend, Dr. Jay Shah, today at Sandwell Pain. Dr. Shah treats neck, joint, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy your pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to sandwellpain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment today with Dr. Jay Shah by going to sandwellpain.com and regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Sandwell now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Inglewood to best serve Bergen County. Visit sandwellpain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shah a lot sooner. Most insurances are accepted.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart. Before we get into this, is a critical conversation that we all need to have before, of course, the weekend. Let's give you a tournament update driven by Nissan. The Yukon breeze right by San Diego State, even though it's so funny. They win him by 30. But I love Danny Hurley. He's Dan Hurley. He's not a little kid anymore. But the way he's been pushing these guys, this team, UConn looks like they're on a mission. And they look like they're going to be tough to beat.
Like
mission from God. Yes, yeah. Jake and Elwood. But even he wasn't happy with how they finished the game, and so he was grumbling about it. It was very Tibbsian, and I thought it was it's so perfect for where they are. They want to breeze through this thing and win this tournament. The big upset was Alabama taking out a number one seed. So the first one seed goes down. It's North Carolina. And that was a wild ending, 89-87. Crazy ending. Carolina couldn't get a bucket, really, a good possession towards the end. Alabama's defense was phenomenal. Clemson beat Arizona. They're out, two seed. And Illinois beat Iowa State. So those are all your Elite Eight teams that have moved on. More Sweet 16 action today. Marquette, NC State. NC State's been on a hell of a run since the ACC tournament. Purdue, top seed against Gonzaga. That'll be a really interesting matchup. And another one, Houston taking on Duke. That should be a physical game. Tennessee and Creighton, one more. We get some women's tournament tonight, Sweet 16. You got South Carolina, Indiana, Stanford, NC State, Texas, Gonzaga, and Notre Dame, and Oregon State. And that's your tournament update brought to you by Nissan, driven by Nissan, coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. And I'm sure you'll have more on the docket for us and can't wait, right, in our final segment.
You better believe it.
I know you will. All right. I need to discuss this story. It appeared in the New York Post, and it caught my attention because not because it involved everybody's favorite couple, which is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, but because of what the headline said. It said, women love men with dad bods, like Travis Kelce.
He has a dad bod?
That's where we're going. And there's a surprising scientific reason why.
With dads.
So first and foremost, they have a beach photo of the two of them together, frolicking on some beach.
How does it look?
I mean, he's hairy. And he's got a little bit of a Joe, like little guttage. Terrible.
He's been drinking Coke 45
of
malt liquor ever
since
the
guy
Super
just
Bowl.
Won a Super Bowl. He's probably been
he didn't start
like
training
crazy.
Yet. He didn't even start running yet.
He's in his off season. So here it's so great. Muscle bound men are hot. Gym rat guys often get the girl, but it's the dudes with the dad bod, a la Taylor Swift's beefy boo, Travis Kelce, who truly win the hearts of women. And it says, it's not pure speculation, it's science.
Okay, science.
He could definitely tighten it up. He's got a little muffin top going on the bathing suit. I'll give you that.
That's
But
Patrick
he doesn't
Mahomes
look
too.
Like some, like, you know, damn. Just terrible, badly shaped human being. And then I guess this is based on a recent report on body type presences in romance.
God.
Dating.com. said nearly 75% of singles are fans of the dad bod, meaning they like a figure that isn't super chiseled. Now, how about this? Planet Fitness said 78% of women feel men with dad bods are confident in their own skin. Nearly half of the girls surveyed.
Yeah, that's why they get them pizzas and bagels.
I don't know. Nearly half of the girls surveyed argued that a bouncy belly is the new six pack.
You know what's funny? I think girls.
83% of mothers said they'd be proud to have a husband with a little bit of chub.
See that you want to why? That's
way,
women.
That could
that's
be taken a much different way.
But that's women's insecurity because they feel like they have a guy with that's super chiseled and super in shape. Then it's a reflection on them if they're not that way and feel like, oh, they're going to be getting hit on all the time. So let's get the homely guy with the dad bod because the person with the six pack and ripped abs is going to have way more options.
It's interesting. That's about. That's what you're feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they want somebody with a little dad bod because like it puts pressure on them. Because now if he was sitting there and he was ripped up and Taylor Swift looked like she was built like a teenage boy.
I think this is a conversation we need to have. How about this one?
That's insecurity. That's all it is.
Yeah, but what you're saying, though, is interesting. what you're saying is interesting because additional studies have found extremely attractive men are more likely to cheat. There so that's kind of based on what you're saying.
Because right? You know what they say, men, for the most part, are only as faithful as their options.
I've heard that.
I'm just, yeah, that's a
so how, sorry. So a Bucknell University professor and psychologist wrote that women might find a male they assume to have lower testosterone levels more appealing.
Say they want a half neutered man. That's what it is.
More appealing because he would be assumed to be less aggressive and have characteristics that would make for a better partner and a better father.
Hashtag, he can tell you, he's not going to tell you what to do. He's going to just sit back and just chill.
Yeah.
Where the dad by like, yo, man, you need to go work out, babe. What's up?
Marbles
in
the
jar. You want to go to the gym with me? Mm. And when she get there, she's going to see all the girls trying to looking at him because his body crazy, and she's going to feel inferior or feel intimidated. Like, yo, he got all this thrown at her, but the dad bod may go underneath the radar going there. Yeah, but like, he got a cute face, but, you know, he's a little pudgy. Especially young girls, right? You know what I'm saying? Like 30 and down, you know what I'm saying? So, like, dad bod, Travis Kelce, 34 years old. If she was dating, you know what I'm saying? Who was somebody that's super in shape? That's like, what's a super? Like David Beckham, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, just imagine David Beckham if his wife let herself go.
No, but she doesn't, though.
That's what I'm saying. Do you want to know why? Because he ain't let himself go. She's like, nah, uh-uh.
Tom Brady and Giselle, they were both in incredible shape.
No, that's negative.
Why is that negative?
Tom Brady never had a body that was considered not a dad bod. He had a diet dad bod. Tom Brady didn't have no real body. He ain't had no David Beckham type of body. He ain't had no rips. He ain't had no abs. He was just skinny.
Okay.
And handsome.
Getting back to the Kelce part of this article.
His feelings should be hurt.
So it says that he has ladies calling him Zaddy.
Oh, God. He's not qualified as a Zaddy. This dude's 32 years old.
So they're out there on the beach
40.
In the Bahamas, and of course people are taking pictures and posting it.
College chicks calling him Zaddy?
I don't know, but this is what the story is saying, that they all like just you know, were fawning over him and his quote-unquote dad bod, that some of these tweets that they gathered reacted in these photos. Yeah. Somebody said that I don't want to hear a single thing about Travis Kelce's body. That man is literally so hot, he doesn't need to lose a single gram.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, let's put Nick Bosa on the beach next to him. I bet you they run over to Nick Bosa. Yeah, but let's put Nick Bosa out there or McCaffrey and see what happens. Let's put DK Metcalf out there and let's see how much attention he get.
Funny part is that Kelce said it's March when asked about that.
Exactly.
Like, come on,
man, I just played. I'm the Zaddy president.
and as we know, his teammate Patrick Mahomes certainly isn't
he's a president.
Either.
Oh, he's a president. Because I think it don't matter if it's March, April, May, June, July, August, his body going to look like that. You just think he don't do nothing to running. Travis Kelce going to run in practice, so he going to burn his off.
I just want to know, though, is this a real thing or not? That's all. It's a discussion we all need to have because we have so many of these, like we do this all the time, right? Like, you and I talk about working out all the time. Like, you're working out, like you're trying to, you know, lose weight. I'm always on the other side of it. I'm trying to either gain weight or just, you know, maintain. As I'm old, I don't want to get frail. Like, I'm so afraid of that.
Yeah.
So you
lose
just,
your muscle, that's when you die.
Yeah. You want to be able to, you still want to be, you know, strong enough to get through the daily life and everything else and not start to weaken. I see friends of mine, I start getting sad because I'm like, you know, you ever see a friend get up off this chair? You're not old enough yet. Wait till you see this. And it's like, oh, it's like, yo, don't get up.
Help me up.
Stay,
help me up.
Just stay.
Help me up.
Like you just don't want to be that, right?
Help me up.
But we all have the body image stuff. Everybody does it. But is this where we're going?
Yes.
Is this where we're going?
Nobody want no dad bod. Depend on what bait you throwing out there. What you trying to catch?
I'm not throwing out any bait.
I'm saying the dad bod people.
But you also don't want to look disgusting. Like, you know, like you have this. Especially we're on TV. You want to make sure you look good. But if I don't have to look that good, maybe I got to back off a little bit. Sleep in instead of waking up and getting those workouts in every morning, you know?
Instead of matcha, get some Kool-Aid. Red.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, something fattening and bad for your body. Drink your calories.
I'm just like I said. I thought I saw this article. And I'm just like, does this?
That's
mean,
interesting. But that's letting you know it's a women's psychology. That's because they're afraid because you put pressure on them to have to work out, and they like, man, I'm 30. I don't want to have.
Oh,
to work
if you're,
out.
Oh, I get it. If you're super in shape, it's and like your almost mate, like that and your guilt. Mate,
yeah,
you feel
exactly.
guilty.
Yeah, because you got to be seen with them. Imagine like if somebody that's a little bit
prefer,
out of shape.
If you found your perfect mate, right? Would you prefer to grow old and fat with them? Like we eat what we don't care.
No,
let ourselves go.
Nope.
Because you're not you know you're not in the game anymore. So what do you care?
I care about how I look because I want to look good for me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I like I have this thing where I have to feel strong.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And when you're not working out, if I don't feel strong, I can care less if I'm ripped up. I need to feel strong. I need to feel like, hey,
feeling frail. Yep.
Yeah, I like to when I walk, I can squeeze my. You know, sometimes you get so out of shape when you squeeze your muscles, it's like still soft, and it's like, damn. And then you got that time when you do it and you see the vein pop out. You know what I'm saying? And you see like the muscles contract and rip up. You're like, oh yeah. You're like, yeah.
Nothing better than the pump.
That's
right
confidence, man. T levels on fleek.
Hell yeah. Now you're talking about
like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, she come to this room tonight. She going to learn today. Yeah, you're confident. I'm pick her ass up. When you ain't working out, you soft, you're like, man, I might pull something, dog.
All right.
Let me put on a dresser. I can't hold her in there.
ESPN, the dad bod. Is it the new six-pack? Are you in or are you like, no, that's bogus. Bogus report.
That.
That's what I want to know.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah.
Come on now.
1, 2, 3. Just got paid. Friday night. Party jumping. Feel alright. Booty shaking. Dancing to the beat. I can't wait to beat no hole.
What?
Got paid.
What was that?
Friday night. I was remixing. Johnny,
I know
jumping.
You were.
All right, man. Listen, it's Friday.
What
we know what
that
time
you can't
it is.
Wait
it's,
to see?
It is. What? It's Good Friday. Not average Friday. It's Good Friday. Listen, this is going to be exclusive to one thing. Now, listen, you my man, 50 grand, Allen Hine, and I know you're about to be headed into the Garden. You know what I'm saying? I'm all excited about that. That's cool. I'm good. Way, all that stuff, whatever. You play, don't play. I ain't, you know, maybe you'll ask him for a jersey or something because I think it's going to be worth something. But for me, personally, what I'm excited about is what happens on the other end of this damn tourney. Oh, I'm so excited, man. And you think, oh, Bart, you love men's basketball. Hell no. Women's basketball is where it's at. And I'm tired of looking at these appetizers, man. I'm ready for some entrees. So, listen, I'm hoping that, let's see what happens with Notre Dame because they're on a collision course to South Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you look up and listen, you never know. Some can surprise you. You know what I mean? Can Texas or Stanford, go on? Because really what I'm looking at, I'm trying to see who's going to be playing. I'm waiting for this collision course. I'm waiting for this collision course. I'm trying to see, and I'm hoping that LSU, even though I love primetime, you're my dog primetime, I know baby prime, you know what I'm saying, Princess Prime is on the squad in Colorado, but I'm just talking about, you know, seeing Reese go against Caitlin Clark, right? I think, you know, it's very rare in sports that things fall the way you want them to fall. Usually somebody gets upset. We just saw that, you know, with North Carolina getting upset. But right now, you still got all the league dogs still available on a collision course to the Elite Eight, right? So you got UConn probably. Hopefully, he's going to face Juju, so we can see. You got the coach for UConn talking all this stuff about what Becker? What's her name? Becker?
Paige Becker.
Yeah. Paige Becker. Like Paige Becker. She's her. Player. Hold yeah. up. You know, Juju. Like hold up. Trying to be respectful. But I'm better than everybody in this tournament, and I'm a freshman. So, like, let's not talk about the old. Let's talk about the new, because I've arrived. We got that. Want to see like, Reese in the rematch of the national championship. You can't see me, right? And, you know, hopefully when we get to Monday, you know, we talking about, you know, the Stanford thing at least. You know, I'm not too familiar with. I love the, you know. No, I don't. I'm kind of sold on the Texas. I don't know much about Texas, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Stanford, but man, I'm waiting to see like this collision course, man, that's happening, and you know it's getting closer and closer to the main event, and I'm just hoping that, you know, we get a Final Four where we're talking about South Carolina, you know, South Carolina got the easiest road, you know, if you look at it like that, because. You look at, you know, Colorado got to play LSU. You're looking at, you know, Juju and UConn. They're going to be playing in the Final Four. You know what I mean? So, like, that bracket, that Albany bracket, meeting the Portland bracket is the one that you want to avoid. But that's what I'm excited about.
So this weekend setting up a Final Four for the women's, and that's going to have some marquee matchups, no question about that, right? You got baseball now underway. I'm sure excited about Carlos Rodon. Later today.
Are you excited or are you anxious?
Both. I'd probably say I'm leaning anxious.
He can't win. He pitched well. People going to expect it out of him every year, every game, because they need him to be the number two.
But that's what
a lot of pressure for him.
That's what you need to be, though. You got to be that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I mean, you hoping Nestor Cortez. I trust Nestor Cortez before I trust Rodon. Like, hoping that when Cole comes back, that the real number two is Nestor Cortez. Because we know he can pitch in this market. He has a slow heartbeat.
You know what I can't wait for?
What's that?
This is the last weekend of March. Monday.
Oh, you want to go to rainy April?
Is okay. April. Well, I mean, first of all, the April shower. We've had March showers. How much more rain could we possibly get at this point, right?
I start buying materials for an ark, just in case.
You think you start building?
Yeah.
Start building now?
They said, put two of each type of woman.
That would be what you would do. That sounds like a Richard Pryor movie, doesn't it?
That's what Jake is doing. Jake said, Bart, get two type of every type of woman. And I'm coming with you.
I mean, don't put me in this, man. I ain't trying to get you.
Apparently you said that in his ear. So out of Cleveland, do you see this story about Dan Gilbert, who owns the Cavs, told the Associated Press that he is very confident that Donovan Mitchell is going to sign an extension with the Cavs this summer.
Sure about that, buddy? I think it depends on what happens with the Cavs in this postseason. You know, we know that the invitation probably
back
to the Knicks.
They play the Sixers. Yeah. He's coming back tonight.
The invitation to the Knicks is going. I can see Donovan Mitchell wanting to get closer to home and going to the Sixers. They have an opportunity to pay a third team.
Yeah, that
and
might
also
be
the Miami.
Well, and Miami's always been out there too as that possible other place that he might want to play. But you know, the idea of playing in New York and the Knicks was there until the Villanova guys took over, and it feels like that opportunity's gone. Right.
Yeah, if we doing something big. We want big man. We not going little micro mini Pip.
Well, he's still a really good player, though.
Yeah, he is, but I think the fit with him in Philadelphia would be amazing with him, Joel, and being a Maxi.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the basketball, and we will see you Monday.
Good Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.